You've forgotten the word of exhortation. How God speaks to us as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Has the Lord ever corrected you? Have you recognized that he's been after you to say something, to do something, to sing something, to glorify him? I think it's in the short catechism where the whole duty of man is, do you know what that is? It's to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I was thankful for, I don't know whether I say it correctly, is it Recal? Recal? Is that how you say it?
Raquel.
Yeah. That she, without, you know, having anyone to ask or request that she sing, she has a voice. And she's the leader of the young people's group in her church. But the Lord wants her to use that voice. I was glad for the hymn that she chose. There are certain sentiments or directives there that we need to pay attention to because they have their foundation in the Word of God. For example, well, firstly, I ought to say, you know, we have time before camp opens here. Those who are interested in serving the Lord here at camp, they come together in Ridgewood. And we sang this. And I thought, you know, some hymns touch your heart. And this one, I think that it would be well if all of us memorized it. Because we're all pilgrims. This is not our home. Just to be what he wants me to be. Let's see how does that start. Only to be what he wants me to be. Every moment of every day. That narrows it somewhat, doesn't it? Every moment. What he wants me to be. Yielded to Jesus alone. I guess that's where it begins. Dear Jesus, I yield myself. You know, to yield is to give the other person the right of way. I've yielded. Haldor Lillinus has given us that in his hymn as well. I've yielded my body and soul. Well, you know, in Romans, is it 6th chapter, where we're enjoined upon to yield your members, yield yourselves unto God, to be used by God. Now that same word yield in Romans 12 is present your bodies. Present your bodies. Lord, I want to be yours, entirely yours. So I yield my body and soul for him to control. And if he should desire to use me, that's his prerogative, because I don't belong to myself. And he does desire to use us. He has a place for every one of us in his service. And then the second verse has to do with guidance. He's able and willing to guide. Lord, show me what you'd have me to do. Show me, Lord. Show me. And then give me grace to follow on in that way. I don't know whether I mentioned Lillian Trasher in your hearing. There was a girl of 11 years of age, and she knelt, this was in the woods. In the city we don't, it's a shame, we do have some trees, but it's not like in the woods. But anyway, she knelt and she said, Lord, I want to be yours. I want to be your girl. And if you have something for me to do, I'll do it. Just let me know. That ought to be our attitude. What do you think? What do you think? And then in the third verse, it says this, or in the song, only to be what he wants me to be. Walking with only his pleasure in view. Walking with only his pleasure. Lord, I want you to be pleased with me today. I want to so walk that you are pleased. And as I mentioned, these sentiments, they have their foundation in the Word of God. And this one, I don't know whether you all ought to turn to it, but it's in Revelation 4, the last verse. I have difficulty reading, and this little nook here, it fails me, because if you touch it in the wrong place, it goes somewhere else, and you wanted to read that passage, and it's gone. What are you going to do? Well, I went to the oculist, and he told me he couldn't do anything for me, because I have macular degeneration. And he was a Jewish man. And he said, you know, our rabbis, they memorize. They have to memorize the scriptures. Well, it wasn't so with me to memorize everything. But what does it say? You didn't open your Bible. It's a good thing to see these things. Read them for yourself. Let the Lord speak to you from them. It's He that is speaking.
Amen.
He's speaking. He's offering you something and desiring something from you. Now, what does it say? Let me see. Maybe I can find it here. It's in here. Everything is in here. Let's see. No, I don't have the right one. Anyway, how does it start? How does it start? Give me a start.
Thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy. Is the Lord worthy?
Yes.
Is the Lord worthy?
Yes.
Oh, the price that he has paid, that we might be his, that we can serve him. He's worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Go on, what does it say?
To receive glory and honor and power.
Yeah. We have a song like this, blessing and honor and glory be thine. Glory be thine. Glory be thine. Thou art worthy, Lord. For all things were created.
Thou hast created
all things. And for what purpose? Pardon?
For thy pleasure.
For thy pleasure. And that ought to cause us to examine ourselves. I wonder if the Lord is pleased with me. I wonder, do you think he has a right to ask that of us? Do your ways please, do my ways please the Lord? Walking with only his pleasure in view. Oh, let me please him in everything. it said of Jesus that he pleased the Father. That was his primary interest, concern, to please the Father, to do the Father's will. I want to please you, Lord. And he'll give us grace unto that end. And do you think the Lord was pleased with Raquel's? Anyway, that's the way. See, we have in our church, or we had a family that were called Raquel. And that always called me Raquel. Raquel. Anyway. Do you think the Lord was pleased with her offering, her singing?
Yes.
Yes. That's what makes for a meeting where we all are blessed and have an opportunity to serve. We shouldn't consider that opportunity doesn't come to us at every meeting. If the Lord should want you to say something, do something, pray. I want to be better given to the Lord so that he can have his way as he desires. How is it with you? What is it now? I think the primary thing is this is spoken of in Hebrews. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Well, I like to think that faith gives me Jesus. I appropriate him by faith. The acrostic. Do you have an acrostic for faith? Forsaking all, I take him. Is that what God desires of me? I'm never going to fulfill apart from him. Jesus, you have to enable me to stand in your will. And you have to help me to do it. Jesus, I need you. God offers to us his Son to be to us all that we need. I thought I was going to walk to breakfast this morning. It says, don't say you're weak. Say you're strong. Strong in him. Strong in the power of his might to do what he'd have you to do. So let me walk. Let me show to this generation that God is able. The Lord is able. He's really able. I have to learn to walk in him. Walk in him. Jesus, you're doing this. You are doing it. You're helping me. Thank you, Lord. I mentioned Lillian Trasher. She had an orphanage. It's interesting. Her story is so interesting and encouraging. When she gave herself to the Lord, she reiterated that prayer or stated it once again when she went out into the business world. She again, at the very spot where, when, at 11 years of age, she knelt again and said, Lord, I want to be yours. And if you have work for me to do, I'll do it. And so the Lord led her and put within her heart a cry to be a missionary in Africa. It's interesting. She didn't know where in Africa, but it was Africa. She was to be married to a minister, and he didn't have the call. And she had to tell him, I have to go to Africa. He didn't have the call. He didn't have the call. So the marriage was off. And in the course of her travel toward New York, I don't know just where she was. Might have been North Carolina. She only had enough money to go a short distance. And she had been working in an orphanage where there were 100 children. I don't know if she was able to go as far as Pittsburgh or something like that. Anyway, the leader, or the one who was running that orphanage, gave her an address. And so she went to Pittsburgh and looked up these people or this person. And this person had missionaries from Africa in her house. They were staying there for a time. And another missionary, a single woman, and she said, "I'm sorry, I don't have room, but come in anyway and have something to eat." So she did that, and she got acquainted. She was so happy now to get acquainted with missionaries. And so she sat with them, and they began to talk, and she was asked what was her intention. Her desire, "Well, I'm going to Africa as a missionary." "Where are you going?" "I really don't know." "Well, maybe the board that is sending you knows." "I don't have a board." "Well, perhaps your family." "My family is not favorable regarding my going to Africa." "Well, this is very strange. You don't know where you're going. You know you're going to Africa, but you don't know where you're going." So they spoke rather harshly with her. They said, "You ought to give this up and go home again and tell your parents you're sorry that you even gave it a thought." So the next day this man came to her and said, "I'm sorry I spoke the way I did to you. I felt I was a little bit harsh. I'm a missionary. Or I have a missionary home where missionaries are housed. And if you get to Asyut, Egypt, that's where I am, I'll take you in and give you a home." So, you know, she within herself, she said, "Is this the step, Lord, you want me to take? Is this where you want me to go?" And so he said, "If you ever get to Africa, Asyut, I'll take you in, and you can live with us until you really get settled." And so she said she would take her up on that. Well, anyways, I don't know why am I telling you all this. It's because she offered herself, see? And she built an orphanage. After a time, there were over 700 orphans, widows, as well. And God did very wonderful things, because he had promised he's going to take care of the fatherless. And she was confident that he would meet the need. To feed 700 every day was quite a challenge. What is he going to do with us as we offer ourselves, as we determine, "Today let me walk with your pleasure in view. I want to please you today." We have to begin somewhere. We need to start today. I trust we've been seeking his pleasure prior to this time. But you think we could do better? Do you think you could do better to please the Lord? We don't know where the Lord's going to take us. and you don't either know where the Lord might take you if you give yourself to Him in this way. Lord, I want to be yours. I used to say, help yourself to me and do the thing that pleases thee. Lord, take pleasure in me. How many have passed through camp, this camp here, and have had that in their hearts? And God is using them today. You see, it doesn't end here. This is an eternal purpose. I want to please you until life is o'er, until I fulfilled my mission here. And so I believe the Lord wants to raise up, even among the boys that are here, those who will give themselves, serve Him, other lands perhaps, but begin right here at home. So let's serve Him. Number 64.
In the white book.
Jesus, help me. I need your help, Lord.
Let's stand as we sing.
Christ the transforming light touches this heart of mine, piercing the darkest night, making His glory shine, all to reflect His grace, causing the world to see love that will glow till others shall know Jesus revealed in me.
Jesus.
Life is no longer mine. Life is no longer mine. I give it all to Thee.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, take us.
Yes, Lord.
We sang at the outset, Jesus, is it Jesus I am?
Just as I am.
Just as I am. Just as I am. Lord, I can't change myself, but you can make me what you would have me to be.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take us afresh today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes, Lord.
Today.
Yes.
May we walk in thy pleasure. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. I owe no other master, my heart shall be seated.
A long time ago, I got up and gave a testimony that I had a regret. You have any great regrets? I had a regret. I was regretful. I said I regret that I did turn to the Lord sooner. And I'm so thankful that the Lord has taken me from there and blessed my life, and I have no regrets now.
Amen.
I'm so grateful for the privilege that we have of serving the Lord and living for Him, doing what we can. I am not a Brother Phil, certainly not a Brother Paul. I can prove that fast. I don't know what a key is. But you know what? God has a place for everyone.
Amen.
Every single one. And I'm so thankful He has given me a place here, and I find a great delight. I get tired sometimes, you may see that, and so I drag a little. But you know, I am delighted to serve the Lord. I really, really am.
Thank you.
And you'll never regret serving the Lord, and I will never regret. I'm so thankful that we can give ourselves to the Lord. And we can prove to this world, not that we try to, but just by being all we can for Jesus, what is we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I would like to thank the Lord this morning for a very definite protection that the Lord gave me this morning. I was in my kitchen, directly under the table, and just moved over to the sink, and just at that time I heard this loud crash and a very heavy lamp dropped right where I was standing. First of all, the noise scared me, and then to see all the broken shard, the glass all around the kitchen, it was amazing. It was a definite protection of the Lord.
Thank you.
And it was just a little screw that became loose. That's when I could have used Tom. But I realized right away that was the protection of the Lord. It was a split second after I had moved from that very spot, and that would have come right down on my head. And so I'm thankful to the Lord for His protection. We don't know how much He protects us from that. We have no idea. And so I thank God this morning for His protection and His protecting hand.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.